Drive to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Inexplicably, it is hour number three already. Here we are. We're going to switch gears. Moving forward in the triple dipper for the day, the next section we're going to talk about, I'm calling it tone-deaf politics. Like, what does it mean when you see somebody who's in public office, like a governor or a president or some type of elected official in the legislature, just doing things you think, okay, are you even paying attention to the sentiments of the people you serve? Do you recognize how hard it is for them right now and how you're making it harder? Do you see yourself in the mirror once in a while? Tone-deaf politics. So listen, to kick this off, I want to have a conversation with a friend of mine. He's on the show quite often. Jeff Poor is the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 every day down yonder in Mobile. He's also the executive editor of 1819 News. And Jeff Poor, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, listen, before we talk politics, though, I gotta sling a question at you you're not ready for.
All right.
Would you... I got an article we just read through, and the show went crazy over it. Would you be willing to eat a lab-grown meatball made in a lab synthetically using woolly mammoth meat?
No. Why would I do that?
Well, it ranks right up there with they were trying to actually make a chicken nugget from the DNA of a dodo bird. They're working on that one right now.
But if you offer me some kind of incentive, maybe, but then it's like, hey, you want to be my guinea pig? No, get that away from me.
Dude, I've got this article right here from Daily Wire. It says, literally, this meatball was created using protein synthesized from a mammoth genome as part of the company's mission to fight climate change using lab-grown meat.
I hate them.
It gets worse as the article goes. I mean, my text lines went ballistic. It's... Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Let's go to politics, man. Let's talk about something you and I actually can still digest food after we talk about it most of the time. All right. So tone-deaf politics, man. I know you guys at 1819 have been tracking. I'm sure you have on your show also. I cannot help but, though, find Governor Ivey's budget proposals for the education budget especially to be a bit tone-deaf. I mean, education money for a water park in Montgomery for – the ill-timed or ill-planned and executed World Games in Birmingham, and now also we're finding there's money in there for the building of a new prison with education dollars. Your thoughts?
And there's more. They're moving the airport from out in West Mobile to downtown Mobile with some of that money. It's tone deaf, but here they deep down believe that they can convince you otherwise that – you know, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this, but we'll just tell people. And, like, I'm afraid to say it, but we give a free pass on economic development. And that's the way it's been in this state. So it's like license to do whatever you want to. And then the water park, $25 million over budget. So here's $25 million for the ETF. It's vulgar.
It is vulgar, but it's not even, in my opinion, this doesn't even qualify as economic development. I mean, where's Secretary Canfield saying he's brokered a special deal to be able to make up the debt owed on a water park? And I mean, I don't see it. I look at this and look at it. It's just a trough, and they're bellying up to it. Meanwhile, people all over the state lost their businesses during the COVID shutdowns, but the government is just spending money wantonly right now on stuff that doesn't even fit the budget requirements.
Well, Senator, they do this, though. They like the World Games was supposed to be this, like ground-changing, earth-shattering event in Birmingham, Alabama, akin to, like, the 96 Atlanta Olympics or something. And it was nothing of the sort. It was awful. I mean, it was just, like, kind of, like, weird, like, jello wrestling. I don't know, sumo wrestling, weird events. And nobody's tuned in for that. So, secondly, this idea that... This water park in Montgomery is gonna turn Montgomery into like the next colossal powerhouse. It's just absurd. It's like we do this, Like, we need to give a nod to these places to make sure everybody gets their beak wet. And that's all this is, and it is disgusting.
Well, it is, and I look at it and think, okay, these are also real poorly executed opportunities conducted by the local leadership. And I understand that sometimes things go badly. But you know what? You bore the risk, and why are you coming to the Education Trust Fund in Montgomery? And by the way, why is that? Bill Poole is the finance director. Bill understands. He's a pretty good dude. He understands the situation. He came out of the legislative branch, and I'm assuming he's the one who wrote this budget.
Tell these people no. If you don't tell Birmingham no, if you don't tell Montgomery no, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do more of this silliness in the future, and we're going to get more water parks and world game ideas that really don't do anything. If you stop it now, if you stop bailing these people out, you'll teach them a lesson in like moral hazard and risk, and they don't take on these stupid projects they know are not going to fundamentally change their cities.
Remember back when the was it the Birmingham Waterworks that had, or Jefferson County had to file bankruptcy, and they wanted the bailout, and they weren't going to get it. They had to own their problems and handle it like, you know, a local government should. And there are times and places I can see where you might want to step in and help because it's a joint project that benefits the whole state. But not like this, and not in the aftermath. In the aftermath, when you've done poorly and you managed it badly, then you look at it and go, you know, fellas, you just own that one.
Yeah, well, it's just like it all went wrong. I mean, it started with the Mercedes-Benz, and I guess that went well enough and okay. It's being used. It's being abused. This whole notion of economic development. And this whole idea of these things and the mistrust and misappropriation of trust in government right now, but because it's all economic development, they just use it as a license for everything. And here's the problem, though. Everyone's too scared to stand up against it. They don't want to be an outcast. I mean, there's some that are willing to be the outcast, but they're already the outcast, and they're going to fight it. But you know, It's too much of a good old boy network.
Well, it is, but not everything you're naming is economic development. I mean, she's right now, we got apparently $100 million in the education budget for the Elmore County Prison, which is now over budget, and they're talking about spending $1 billion on the one prison that was originally slated to be like $600 million. There's no economic development in that. That's just like crap, it costs more, so carve some money out of the education budget, pretend it's about education, and let's build a prison. So I think what we're looking at is just trough feeding. I mean, literally trough feeding.
I'll say this, though. I mean, this was why we had the prison problems today, is because George Wallace turned it into economic development.
Yeah.
And he spread the prisons out all over the state, and now you didn't have that, you know, it was more expensive to have, like, 5 doctors or 10 doctors or whatever, and you didn't just have one doctor at one central location. But that card's coming, guys. They're going to make, when this scammy in Elmore County prisons, the price tag goes up even more, and I predict it will, they're going to play the economic development card on us. It is coming that prisons provide jobs, and jobs are important, so here's some money from our economic incentives.
The funny thing is, though, and this is where we got to watch it, the funny thing is, though, you're not talking about a private prison, therefore you're incentivizing a private company to come to your state and set up its auto manufacturing plant or whatever. You're talking about government incentivizing itself. This is a self-licking ice cream cone, and it is so tone-deaf. If they are looking at the ability to, that's a great government project run by a government department, staffed with government employees, and we're going to upfund it and call it economic development, really, it's not quite the same thing. And like I said, I don't see Secretary Canfield getting involved in that, and he's supposed to be the one in charge of commerce.
Well, Jeff Poore and Phil Williams are just chronic malcontent right-wingers who don't know how the state works. You just think it all works on a piece of paper. You don't understand any of it. You shouldn't listen to those guys because they're nothing but complainers, and we're trying to do good for the state. You should listen to us.
And, by the way, go eat a meatball grown in a lab made out of a dead animal. It's extinct. That's the way it should be. Mammoth
meatballs. We're doing our part for the environment, Senator.
Frick. All right. What else you guys working on down there at 1819? Any other tone-deaf politics you got going on?
I mean, there's a lot of tone deaf politics. The stuff going on at Troy University, I think you keep an eye on them. Speaking of economic developments, they want a unified message from an academic institution. I mean, if this were like women's and gender studies and the state's establishment were saying, hey, get in line behind us, how do you think that would go over? But it's just conservatives, and it's just guys like Phil Williams and Jeff Poor that want to complain all the time while we're trying to do good for the state. So who cares? Let them. But they don't even do that. They want unanimity on these. I don't even think they're controversial. I think this stuff's going to sail right through, Senator. But the power brokers in the state, they kill me sometimes. They it's like these self-inflicted wounds where they just let stuff go. They would get their way, but they, for some reason, need to flex. I don't get it.
Well, here's my last question for you. This whole section being called tone-deaf politics, this education budget you and I just yammered about a moment ago, I mean, it's technically called the governor's budget. Now, the legislature takes their strike at it, and they do their part, and they can cut things out and do things differently, and some of them are talking about that. But so-called governor's budget, has the governor issued a statement about the concerns about stupid port projects built into her education budget at all? Has she said anything?
She hasn't said anything at all, except the last couple of hours she did a press conference about her new economic incentive plan or whatever. So, no, she hasn't. She's been largely MIA.
Yeah, well, that's almost par for the course, which is also part of the tone deafness, in my opinion. How can you be in tune with people when they can't ever figure out when you're going to be around?
But it, I mean, just I guess in the state, a lot of people are like, especially with our run of governors, they're better seen and not heard, and that's kind of unfortunate.
All right. Well, thanks for the encouragement, bud.
we're going to eat a woolly mammoth meatball sandwich something here.
My God, what kind of sauce do you want on that? All right. Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile and executive editor 1819 News. Thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you for having me on.
See you. All right, take me to a break, Boomer brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and keep this thing moving. We're in number 3 of the Triple Dipper, tone-deaf politics. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.